This is the Gary V Audio Experience.
I've been trying to explain and introduce the idea of NFTs to Katie. I would say that she does not know much about it. So I think if you can provide an insight for that, I think that'd be super helpful because I'll let
you're aware of what's happening with it, like it's kind of happening.
Yeah, I've heard a lot about it, just don't know
the biggest reason that it's hard to understand is it's built on the blockchain, not the internet. And so like that in itself is what, just like everyone struggled with the internet long before you were born, and everyone was like, what the fuck? Like, what do you mean the internet? Like, what do you mean buying stuff? Like all the stuff that we went through. Most people don't understand the concept of owning something digitally.
Right.
Like, you couldn't do that on the internet. And now you can, and it can be proved, and you can't right-click it and save it and all the jokes that people make. And it will happen. And so, but what's interesting about it is every NFT is actually has the ability to also be a contract. By nature, it's a contract. I own this. This is mine. But you can do more things on it. So, for example, influencers, I think, are going to really create collectibles and pieces of art that also underneath in the contract have access, whether virtually or in person. So all of a sudden, the cliche meet and greet that used to have a price point or autograph or things of that nature can now be sold as an NFT to even be the pass instead of a QR code or a bracelet or an email confirmation. But what's different is, okay, cool, so now you do an appearance and the tickets are an NFT. Where it gets crazy is, okay, so that happens, and sure, somebody could have paid you $20 for a confirmation email with a QR code or be on the list, or they buy a $20 NFT and then they connect and they prove that it's them and they come in. It's what happens after the fact. After the fact, that ticket is a digital trading card. So if somebody then sells that for $50 or $1,000 or $1 or $1 million, you as the issuer of the NFT are getting a royalty.
Okay.
So what NFTs does is puts everybody basically into the music business where they get royalties, except the economics for the human are so much greater than they were when somebody would sign a record deal. You're getting all of it or the majority of it instead of a small sliver of it. So think of the NFT less as a piece of art or a collectible, because you may not want your face on a collectible. Like you could want it, you might not want it, both are fine. It's more of what does it trigger? It can represent something else. And that's the biggest economics to an influencer. I mean, the you in 7 years, like exploding in a year, NFT infrastructure is gonna make Spotlight and brand deals look amateur hour, financially as a business.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Other than, you know, being a model and a comedian, early Instagram was a better advantage than being a publisher. Being a writer on blogging was better than a TV personality type was better on YouTube. On Twitter, quick wit or short communicator was better. You know, Vine was like super micro comedian. Like every time there's a platform, there's almost like a different skill set required. With NFTs, the influencer has to be incredibly focused on bringing value forever to the community around that NFT, which is a huge challenge because most influencers are transactional. And there's a lot more business strategy to launching a successful NFT project. But the economics are dramatically more interesting than anything else that an influencer can do. So thinking about like, what is it? Like, and then reverse engineering the human being.
Mm-hmm.
You may love, I love the idea of getting on Zoom with 100 of my fans and doing Q&A for an hour, but I don't think that makes me nice or special when another personality doesn't, because they may be more introverted or their creative process is different, or that might be too draining or too chaotic. There is no wrong or right. There's just what are you, and then reverse engineering it in project form. Right? Like, it might be scary for you to do physical meet and greets, right? As a younger woman, like that I won't think about. That's okay. That's just the reality of, but you may love cooking and you want to go into that realm and you decide your NFT projects around that, and that gives everybody access to the virtual cooking with you. So it's an avenue for expansion outside of what you represent today for NFT form as well. So that's another thing to think about.
What we are finding very unique on YouTube in particular with shorts is that is converting definitively to subscribers.
Of course.
When we first started to activate on Shorts, not to say that I'm 100% surprised with it, but it was great to see that it wasn't just views, but that those that were watching were going out of their way to click the subscribe button, which I think you always hope for that, but sometimes you don't see that. Sometimes you see the views, but you don't see those that are clicking.
That's because YouTube is built on decades now at this point of subscriber DNA, even more so that for TikTok, the concept of following an account is much more foreign because your for you is doing it for you. Like literally doing it for you. So as you know, you and your contemporaries are just not as fast, even if they think something's awesome, to be like, oh, I'm gonna follow this person. Even less than Instagram or Twitter. Because the for you is doing the work. Whereas in YouTube culture, the psychology of that same kid is, I like this, this room, this game, this world is so built on subscribe. You've got 16 years of almost every creator on the platform yelling subscribe in video form, in their long form, which has created the subconscious behavior, which is why you're seeing such a high conversion rate to subscribe on YouTube Shorts.
Yeah, and also the discovery is there too, which when Katie first started to create her short form content, this is February, March, there was not a lot of short form content on there.
That's right.
So you're able to some degree, be early.
It's always the same. That is always going to be the same game strategy.
Yes.
Right? It's real estate. If something's meant to become Manhattan, it was a good idea to buy up land.
Yeah. Day.
Different for NFTs, though, because that's really distribution. And just when I think about NFTs and like when you say kind of being the first of it, it does getting NFTs, I don't think, brings necessarily more awareness, but
in the macro, like Gronk and Mahomes and Aoki, like did better with their NFT projects by being February, March.
Yeah.
First always has some value. Mm-hmm. And in social media world, to your point, a lot of value because you gather audience that tends to stay.
Right.
NFT life can be very long-term if you think about doing things that are for the long-term. The problem is most humans are looking at it as transactional. I'm selling something, which is the mindset of influencer. The reality is most influencers make their money on brand deals, and those are transactional behaviors. Today, I'm gonna talk about this coffee.
Right?
Whereas if you're gonna do an NFT project, the great fear is people spend $800 for something, and then it's not a priority for you to see it through, and it goes down in value, or it doesn't provide them value, and that's bad. When I decided to do VFriends, it was like, fuck, I'm doing this for the rest of my life. Otherwise, people are gonna lose. That's very different than just being on the receiving end of them losing in branded content form is, oh, I don't wanna see her ad, I swipe.
Right.
Not, I'm paying $900 for a token.
Right. Makes sense. Katie, you want to speak to, it's interesting that you say brand deals only because the way that we approach it is, I'm not going to say it's unique, but it is a little bit different.
Between Spotlight and what's going on YouTube, I get that that it evolves differently, plus your own business ecosystem. I know that you're deep with, you're deep in her business, and like, there's a lot of ways it's just the masses think that way, but even if you think about it, there's an ad land where you're getting it from Snap or YouTube, or if you decided to go into product and merch, Kylie and Selka, it's still transactional. When I sold wine and sneakers, that was it. Like you bought it for $20 and I'm like, I made you a delicious wine. Like, right? With NFT form, it's forever. It's an economy forever. They could literally buy a token for $700. Maybe you doodle like I do. Like, I don't know where you sit, but like, that's gonna get bought, and the subconscious relationship with the audience is more sports cards. This will go up and down, and you're on the hook.
Right.
A player in sports is just playing. But if you issue the NFT, you're Topps and Bryce Harper.
Right.
You're both.
What's interesting is that, I would say.
And unlike sports, like you're in control.
Right. So curation is a big part of what Katie does. I don't know if you just speak to like our work with Amazon, but just in general. So the brand that Katie is building, a lot of it is around this idea of curation.
Taste making?
Yes.
This is what I like.
But also the Amazon Live thing, we could talk for hours on it. Yes, we were early there, but there was a reason for it. So you want to speak to that just a little bit?
Yeah, so with Amazon Live, like when it first launched, I was definitely one of like the first Gen Z.
Yep, I remember.
People that was going live. I was going twice a week for a while, and I found products that I genuinely liked, and I would go on and I would engage with my audience and I would sell them, and I saw really great success with it. So like the e-commerce space is definitely something I'm interested in, because I think that it is a lot of like the mommy bloggers, and I think it's cool to have someone my age that's like being genuine.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
I like the product.
Yeah, and if you look at China, where their social platforms are more integrated, that's the norm. The US has been less integrated. Amazon has the biggest permission to go up into social. I've forever been screaming that Facebook should buy Target so that they can integrate. I think that's right. I'm aware of that. You guys were early on that, and like, yep. I mean, it's all just business.
Yeah.
I think that I still think that all the great work that you're doing on her behalf, which is my assumption, or the thoughts you have that you've had, or however you two work, it's clearly a case study of like great execution. I think that's kind of why it's like not interesting per se for me to talk about, because that would just be affirmation of like you guys are doing good shit. To me, the thing to leave here with is understanding that if you go ballistic on the religion of like why the fuck would somebody watch this,
right,
as like the way you fucking live life, then you have longevity potential. And that's what gets interesting.
And another thing is, for me, it's like funny because I've never really considered myself famous or like an influencer. I'm like, I always tell people at school, I'm like, I'm normal. It's weird because I'm like living, it feels like I'm living three lives. Like I've made a TikTok on it. Like I'm this college student, and then I'm just Katie with her friends and family. And then I have this whole other like
professional
world
career,
creator stuff. So I am kind of doing it. Like, I'm not in LA, I'm not in New York. Like,
yep.
Do you think that I can continue to build my brand not being in one of those places?
Of course. I think those places are more about fun than actual business requirement.
Yeah.
I would actually argue most of the influencers that I watched carefully from Vine, Snap, Instagram, and TikTok started their decline when they got to LA.
Right. Yeah.
Because they got affected.
Mm-hmm.
They started caring about hooking up, fame, intermingling with real celebrities, clout, competitiveness, which led to insecurity. Their framework changed. They were in small town Oklahoma or New Jersey or wherever, or big town, and it was working for them because their authenticity was there. It was their focus. And then once they got into those environments, they become, many of them became caricatures of themselves, the worst versions of themselves, the most transactional, vain, like short-term DNA versions of themselves.
Yeah, because I feel like that's...
As a matter of fact, many of them have switched to leaving it.
Yeah, that's what, I feel like everyone that goes there ends up, they don't like it, but I feel like...
Some love it. Yeah. Like, this is a general statement. I mean, there's been plenty that have thrived because of
right.
it, stumbled into better opportunities, but they had such foundationally strong values and strength. And that's a lot to ask of an 16 to 24 year old to not get caught up in all the chaos. It's hard.
Yeah, for sure.
It's hard because you're still evolving as a human being.
Right.
Like you're gonna be a pretty significantly different person in 7 years.
Right.
Whereas like we're not. We're just not. So you're in that zone. So, and I think for us, people around people like that, you forget. You forget how stupid you were at 18 compared to 30. You forget.
Yeah.
You forget. It's just so far away. So I think it's an advantage.
That's good to hear.
I think if you say I'm a normal and I'm a Penn State, like if you actually believe the words you said, it's actually your biggest strength. I think a lot of people say it as like a self-deprecating positioning move, which I don't think is what you're doing. And so then that doesn't mean anything. That's just optics. But if you actually mean it, by the way, it's why I'm able to do my thing. I really mean that I still operate businesses. I'm still in the dirt. I don't get high on my own supply. Like, yeah. I'm still in my, like, I don't acknowledge or recognize most of the things that are happening with me from an awareness standpoint. I'm gonna walk into Madison Square Garden tonight and like 400 people are gonna call my name or ask for a selfie, and it will feel exactly the same way when I walked in there in 93 and not a human knew who I was.
Right.
If you're able to keep that, then you'll just be a happy person.
Right, and I don't think that will ever change for me, that mindset. I mean, even coming to Penn State, I was aware that people knew I was going,
sure.
But going there and actually having people stop me to take pictures, I'm like, I'm just like all of you, and I think that it does bring a unique perspective to my social media because I'm not posting for the views or for the likes, and like, I mean that when I say it. Like, I'm trying to share my everyday life and like bring that authenticity to my audience, because not everyone, like, I'm seeing the same things on my For You page of a lot of creators, but it just seems like a...
Can I give you an insight?
Mm-hmm.
I think you should force yourself to search on TikTok and follow 500 people that have less than 500 followers, so that it changes up your For You, so that you start getting other things in your stream that could become subconscious inspiration or affirmation to the fact that you're trying to protect what you're trying to protect.
Right, that's a good idea.
The reason I can do what I do is because I've not given up operating businesses. So I've controlled my environment to never go into some other place. You can do that by really hacking your For You.
Yeah, I think I need to do that.
Yeah.
First of all, you'll make a ton of people's day. They'll be pumped that you followed them. That's nice. It's always nice to do those gestures. And two, I think it'll help you. And you know how For You work, so make sure you engage with some of that stuff early on so it picks up on that you're looking for different than like just pure influencer creator life.
Right. Yeah.
It'll help you because what you're consuming is also subconsciously forcing what you create. I think that could really help you.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Yeah, I appreciate
Thank
it
you.
So
Such
much.
Such a pleasure.
Thank you so
yeah, good
much.
Luck with everything.
Pleasure.
Such a pleasure.
You too.